بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها.
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. My name is Hani Rahal. I am from the Muslim Congress. I am with the Heavenly Match, part of the Muslim Congress.
Okay, and you know, it is a Heavenly Match, if I understand correctly, is a service through which we help find spouses for Shia girls and boys. Can you talk a little bit about what is this program all about, and how does this program differ from, let's say, going to one of these websites that claim to match Muslims with each other?
First of all, the Muslim Congress Heavenly Match, that's true, it matches Muslim single girls with single Muslim Shia boys, and it could be also divorced or it could be widowed, and we can match them with each other. The only thing is, this matching happens under the supervision of an alim. So it's going to be under Islamic rules. Right now we finished the software section of it, that you can go yourself, register, you go to the muslimcongress.org, and you look on the tab Heavenly Match, you go in there and you can register yourself on site, and you can sit down and search, you get a code, you can sit down and search, but all what you see is the characteristics of the person you're looking for, but you cannot know who the person is or what their phone number or what their contact. You have a code. If you find some matches, you click that code, it goes to somewhere, and the sheikh, one alim, will look at it and see if they match each other. They call the other wali al-amr and the person, and if they agree to match this person without knowing the names, then they will connect emails or phone numbers after the acceptance of both parts. So what separates this site from the other sites is that you have a alim in between, and it's done by supervision of a ulama, and it's done Islamically.
MashaAllah, that is really beautiful and quite unique. So the process is handled under the ulama. You're securing the privacy and the dignity of both parties involved, and alhamdulillah, it's a process which safeguards and is really intended for serious participants who are looking for spouses.
Exactly, and what makes it better too is we encourage the involvement of wali al-amr, whether they are parents or the guardians. We encourage their and in this conference, for example, you find a lot of parents with their children. When I say children, they are 24, 25, 26, 30 even. Their parents are with them. So we let the parents meet each other. Like in conferences like this, you can find, not only you can find the meet the persons themselves, but the parents also.
MashaAllah, that is really, really beautiful. Now, in terms of, I know this program has been running for a few years now. Would you like to share some of the stories of the people, of course, without naming them, in terms of who might have actually shared or who might have actually benefited from this program?
Like, for example, this year we are in Dearborn, Michigan, in the Hyatt Regency, and I have a sister came. We did this conference, for example, 3 years ago here, in the same place in Dearborn and here, and she came and told me that she met somebody in the Heavenly Match here, and they get married in this hotel, in this place. It was really a surprise for me. Also, last year we have this Heavenly Match was done in Kansas City, and we have introduced two people to each other in the Heavenly Match there, and they invited me to their wedding in California last Saturday. I was invited to their wedding, so they got married. So I know there are successful stories. In Houston, Texas, also I was invited in February for a wedding that they met in a previous Heavenly Match, so I know this works.
MashaAllah, and I guess just in terms of the process itself, as you said, it is a process designed to gain the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then having an alim involved, I think, what do you think about the spiritual aspect of this particular process versus a process that may be more, you know, sort of a commercial type of process happening over a general website?
I am not trying to put down any other sites, because the intention is good to meet, make people meet, but I have to tell the brothers and sisters, those who are registered in here, they are sincere, they are good people, they are educated, whether they are sisters or brothers. Believe me, you got top of the cream here, the top of the people to match. And above all, they are committed Muslims. So I encourage everyone to come, and if they are looking for a spouse and they are sincere and they're committed Muslims, this is the place to look for.
Okay, mashallah. And last question I have is around some of the questions we got from the audience were about the ethnicities. That is this really truly a Shia portal in terms of how covering varying ethnicities and you know, with people of different ethnicities, are they participating in it full-heartedly?
This is the if I have to say 99% are Shias in the system, and we do ask, you know, if you are a Shia or not, because it depends what you're looking for. The ethnicities, it's wide range,
inshallah,
from Indo-Pakistani to Persians to Arabs to Americans to even Khoja and etc. And it's from all North America. And believe it or not, some people specifically they want certain ethnicities, and this is what they focus on. And a lot of them are looking for, they're open, and both are, we have successful stories in both of them.
Okay, mashallah, this is so beautiful. And you know, if you help one person, you get the sawab for 70 hajj. So I can only look at you and in awe, mashallah, with helping so many individuals getting married. How has this been a personal experience for you? Not for the people who you have helped, but just as an individual who has been volunteering for this, what has your personal experience been like, and how have you been blessed through this process?
Well, I have three daughters and one son, and that what encouraged me to get, and they both were, they're all in the marriage age, alhamdulillah. I have two of my daughters get married, and alhamdulillah, my son is looking here, and my daughter is looking here for the this. So I it's not only me, brother, it's a teamwork, and it's the whole Muslim Congress, they blessed it from the beginning, the ulama have supported it, and they are behind it 100%. And inshallah, it will gonna be much more successful now with the software, with people. Even at home, they can access it and do it. And we're going to do also a regional heavenly match. That means we go like in the west or the southwest or the east, and we do it every year in addition to the conference. But I encourage everybody to get onto the system, and they can match it year round in their own time.
Thank you so much, Brother Hadi. May Allah bless you, and may He accept all of your hard work and the hard work of all the volunteers as an ibadat, inshallah.
Thank you, brother.
Assalamu alaikum. So right now we are in the Zohar Asr Salat. We just had a message from Ayatollah Sistani, and this is the time period between the Zohar and Asr Salat. And we have one of the board of directors of Muslim Congress right now addressing the crowd.
Single brothers or single sisters. Also, single brothers could be married, I mean, a divorce or widow. So the single sisters also could be divorced and widowed. We encourage all of you to come. This service now, alhamdulillah, is online. You can go register by yourself.
So, mashallah, the conference had started with a wonderful message from Ayatollah Jawadi Amli like the previous years. And right now at Zohar, like the previous years, we had a wonderful message from Ayatollah Sistani.
It goes, and love the Mawlana, inshallah, will connect you with this, because you can connect directly yourself with the match. Yes. The question, can we get married? And I have to say this, and it was a brother, he's here, I know he came here, his idea. Those who meet in the heavenly match and you want to get married next year, please welcome to be in the heavenly match conference. We have many ulama to do your wedding, and we'll give you your room free, and we'll get you a cake. So please stay in the Muslim Congress.
MashaAllah. So Brother Hadi was just announcing that if you get your spouse selected through the heavenly match program, Muslim Congress will provide them. Mr. Congress will provide a free room in the ulama to actually conduct the wedding here.
They met last year, but they married last weekend. We would love to have him here with us here. So the reason I'm here, brothers, sisters, after this meeting, we have a workshop for the heavenly match, a session from 2:30 to 4:30. All of those who are looking for a spouse.
As you can see, this is a beautiful site in Dearborn, where there were 2,000 people offering Salat here and listening to Brother Ayub, Maulana Ayub, who has come from England.
wa
alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, it's a great honor and shukran to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be in front of many mu'mineen and mu'minat. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the amal of our great scholars, respected scholars who are working so hard to make sure that we stay on Sirat al-Mustaqim. May Allah reward them abundantly, inshaAllah. What I wanted to say in front of you is very simple. It's about La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. We say this sentence most of the time, this phrase, La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. But sometimes we don't think about it. Those students who graduated today, they did their Arabic grammar, I'm sure they remember clearly. The teachers were teaching them that when you see La in Arabic, it could be having two meanings. Oh, there are two types of La. One which is known as La Nahia, and another one La Nafia. And that Nafia, you can find another one which is known as La Nafia Lil Jins. That when you say La Hawla, it means that there is no any Hawl at all. When you say, for example, I came to Salah room and La Rajula, there was no any man, it means that there is no any man. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say La Hawla, means there is no mighty, no mighty at all. Wala Quwwa, and there is no
power. Right now I'm at the Bazaar Imam Zamana, where we have a number of stalls on everything from some premium organic honey all the way to Islamic books that have been written specifically for Shia children, to raising funds for the Shuhada in Pakistan, Shuhada's families in Pakistan. And you can see there's some great messages being given out here, like Islam denounces terrorism. This is the Mo'min Shopping Center. In fact, we'll just probably go there and take a quick interview from Brother Masoom, who actually runs the Mo'min Shopping Center. Can I ask you a couple of quick questions, if you don't mind?
Yes.
Sorry, so do you mind moving just a little bit on the side for the camera? Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
What is your name?
My name is Ali and I'm from Dallas.
Okay, and I see you're the person who runs the Mo'min Center.
Mo'min Shopping Center. It's a website to promote the Islamic culture through Islamic gifts.
Okay, and why did you decide to put a booth at the Muslim Congress?
Because the items I have, I definitely want to promote those items, just like Islamic culture, like just a power bands we have like this one. It says Ya Ali Madad, instead of we support our troops or something like that, you know. So that's what we want to promote in Islamic way.
Okay.
All these items are kind of same, you know.
Okay, wonderful. No, mashallah, I see a lot of interesting items here. Now, what would you suggest in terms of how the response of the community has been, and what do you generally see in terms of the people coming? What kind of things are they looking for? Do you think there's a market out here for the Islamic bands and Islamic cultural items?
Definitely there is a market, but the thing more important is to introduce those personalities, like the keychains of Shahdas and those things. We need to introduce those things, regardless if they want to buy or don't want to buy. The purpose is to promote.
MashaAllah, no, that is a wonderful, wonderful motivation that you have. In terms of, you know, there's some other people who were thinking about putting a booth at Muslim Congress, let's say they didn't get a chance this year. Would you encourage other Muslim, Shia Muslims to put a booth at Muslim Congress or the next convention?
Absolutely, and I'm definitely looking for other conferences like that as well, like the MSAs we have. So I definitely go around and I'll suggest everybody to put a booth like that, you know, to promote their items as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Maybe we can start by you introducing yourself.
My name is Mirza Asad Ali Beg. I'm from Tampa, Florida. And we're from Madinatul Ilm Islamic Center. And we're here along with Imam Ali Seminary, which is of Sanford, Florida. And it's run by Sheikh Muhammad, Mirza Muhammad Ali Beg. And we're looking to raise funds for the Hawza Ilmiya, which is in Sanford, Florida, which is basically a seminary which has been produced to, inshallah, generate ulama from America instead of outside.
Okay, mashallah, that is a wonderful goal and idea to have. And I see that you know, you also have something called Caravan 72, Hajj 2012 here. Can you talk to me a little bit about what this particular caravan is about?
Caravan 72 is a group that is also part of Sheikh Muhammad Ali Beg's group, which is basically would take people on Hajj trips, along with Ziyarat, which is in which is done in Arba'in this year, inshallah. It's the group. We mainly get everything done. I mean, during the Hajj time, which this year the Hajj will be between on October 3rd for 3 weeks, and then the trip to Ziyarat will be from December 23rd to January 6th. So if anybody's interested in going, we have pamphlets and everything, or you can go to caravan72.com, inshallah, get the information there.
Okay, last question. Last year you had some shirts that said Hayhat bin Azilla, we will not accept humiliation, and it said Labbaik, you will not be humiliated, and on the back side of the shirt it said Labbaik Ya Hussein. Those shirts were extremely popular. Can you tell me how you came up with this idea of having shirts printed like these, and what was the reaction of the community?
This is another, basically we do this every year. We generate a different t-shirt every year, so we can pass it on to the group of people that come down here. And basically it's a motivational for the year, for the event that we're doing, like the Congress. We'll have the event for that year, whatever the theme is for that year, we make this t-shirt according to that. And so we have this year we haven't brought a t-shirt, but inshallah, like I said, we have made t-shirts, but they haven't been brought to the Congress. But inshallah, every year we do that. So inshallah, if anybody wants t-shirts, just get a hold of me at the stall or Maulana Beg, and we can get the t-shirts out to you.
Okay, thank you so much. May Allah bless you for all your hard work. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, I'm here with Sayyid Asad Jafri, who is attending the Muslim Congress as one of the alims here. And I wanted to ask you, Sayyid, if this is your first Muslim Congress, or have you attended another conference before?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is my first Muslim Congress, mashallah. Yeah.
Okay, very happy to see you here. What made you decide to come over and attend this particular conference?
Two reasons. Number one is my schedule has never allowed me in the past to attend the conference, but alhamdulillah, we were fortunate enough this year to be able to free up some time in our schedule to come down to the conference. Otherwise, it's been a vision of mine to come here almost every single year.
Okay, and now that you're here, what has your experience been so far?
This is an incredible environment. This is not like what I expected. It's a very unified, it's a brotherhood, sisterhood environment. You can feel the energy in the air. You can feel the passion, mashallah. And I pray for the success of this conference. I pray for the tawfiq of those who are working tirelessly to bring this conference. I know it must not be easy. There are thousands of people in this hotel right now, and mashallah, it's quite the experience, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, so I've had the good opportunity of listening to some of your wonderful lectures, and you've been one of the source of enlightening and awakening, especially the Muslim youths. I wanted to ask you, what is your message, especially for the youths? Alhamdulillah, we have a lot of youths attending this conference. What is your message for the youths who are attending this particular conference?
The message is that of the message of the conference. And as well, you know, we have a very beautiful verse of the Quran in Surah Anfal that talks about this idea of the awakening and the justice, when it says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, very briefly, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirasulihi idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. It's a very beautiful verse that's addressing the believers when it says that answer the call of Allah and His Rasul when He invites you towards that which gives you life. So we understand that not every calling of every faction within history is equal to life. In fact, the path of the Ahlul Bayt is that awakening, it is that life. And of course, we're seeing it worldwide right now, whether it's in the Middle East, whether it's the occupied protests in North America, whatever the case may be, there is this world movement towards an awakening, and it is only fitting that this theme of this year's conference is divine justice. The one message of, if we summarize the entire movement, whether it is, like I said, the awakening in the Middle East, or whether it is a protest here in North America, it is a cry for social justice and nothing else. These individuals are now tired of the dhulm, they're tired of the oppression, and they're looking for some voice, some leadership, some solution. And it is our duty now, as the follower of that imam who is in Ghaybat, who will, inshallah, come and implement that justice, to be the voice of the voices, inshallah.
Okay, mashallah. And for the youths who are not at this conference and who may be thinking about attending the conference, what do you think about, what is your message for them in terms of attending the conference? And in general, what is your message for them in terms of becoming socially active and taking the religion out of the four walls in a more, you know, ritualistic, traditional manner that has been practiced, and actually in terms of fulfilling their social responsibilities, especially with regards to the oppression of our brothers that is happening across the world?
It's a good question. Very briefly, I know I'm talking a lot here, but sometimes our youth simply don't understand what to do in this day and age, or what to do at this moment. It's important that, you know, they come to this conference and see firsthand what is it exactly that we are, or they are trying to achieve. To meet people, network with people from different various cities, different communities, different ulama here, to get a flavor, a taste of practically what to do. You know, one of the beauties of the revolution of Iran was that Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, was able to take Islam out of the books and bring it to society. And we equally have to do the exact same thing. Right now, a lot of our youth have reserved the deen to be something in the books, or something to pray salat, or something like this, but in actuality, it's not the case. The reality is that Islam is an entire social system.
They're coming from Texas, California, Florida, Illinois, New York, Alberta, Quebec, British Columbia, and from all over the North American continent. Some are over 65 years old, some under 5, the majority between 15 and 35. They have varying ethnic origins: Pakistanis, Indians, Khojas, Iranis, Iraqis, Lebanese, Bahrainis, Americans, Canadians, British, and other converts. Their uniting bond is Inni Sulman Liman Salamakum, Waharbun Liman Harabakum. Around 2,000 of them are coming to Dearborn. They're actually in Dearborn now to attend the 8th Annual Convention of Muslim Congress. It is the largest gathering of Ulmai Haq, activists and Momineen who believe on putting their faith into action and practice a version of Shia Islam that is not confined to rituals within the four walls. The buses started arriving yesterday and were welcomed by ulama volunteers and those who arrived earlier. There is a feeling of unique comradeship. Like previous years, the conference started with the message from Ayatollah Jawadi Ameli and the message from Ayatollah Sistani. It also had a great opening keynote by Hujjatul Islam Hamza Khadagar, and sessions by Hujjatul Islam Abbas Elia, Hujjatul Islam Ghulam Hur Shabiri, Hujjatul Islam Osama Abdul Ghani, Hujjatul Islam Muhammad Baig, Hujjatul Islam Shamshad Haider, Hujjatul Islam Sartaj Aziz, and many other scholars, including Jafar Muhibullah and Rebecca Master Tom. I attended the last conference with a group that included four girls, three of whom became bahijab. After the conference, two of the youths stopped listening to music and started offering salat and vowed to use their talents for the spread of Husainiyat, a promise that they have kept till today. Everyone is excited about various parts of the conference. Hujjatul Islam Hamza Khadagar fans were joyed by the wonderful and fiery keynote he delivered this morning. The youths and many adults like myself are eagerly waiting for the poetry slam that continued to energize the audience past midnight last year. The poetry slam will be held later in the night today. The play consisting of a multi-city cast is always a crowd favorite. Some are looking forward to the many sessions addressing the lives of the Muslims in Western societies tomorrow. And others are hoping to find their life partners through the Heavenly Match program. Agha Abbas Elia is definitely one of the major attractions of the conference. He commands immense respect and love in the hearts of those who have known him for long and those who meet him for the first time. His lectures reflect the piety, knowledge, political awareness, and wisdom of our scholars. The Islam-e-Nabi-Muhammadi practiced by the organizers and attendees of this conference is an unapologetic Islam. It is an Islam that is not suffering from inferiority complexes, reflective of the post-colonial mindsets. It is an Islam that believes on tolerance and harmony with other faiths, without fascination and subservience. It is an Islam that believes on integration of Muslims with the society as leaders. The kind of integration taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is an Islam that does not believe on scholars for dollars. It is an Islam taught by ulama whose piety is greater than their oration skills. It is an Islam which teaches its followers to live with honor and dignity. It is the Islam of Hayhat min Nazilla. It is the Islam of Mutahari Bahishti Sadr. It is the Islam of Karbala. It is the Islam of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. It is the Islam that will be implemented by our Wali al-Asr, Ajalallahu ta'ala Farajak Sharif. We have all gathered here at the conference to show our solidarity and allegiance to that Islam and to say Labbaik Ya Mahdi.
Assalamu alaikum. If you girls would like to introduce yourself first.
Go ahead. My name is Sakina. I'm from the Ann Arbor, Michigan area, and this is my first time coming to the Muslim Congress. Mashallah, I'm so thrilled to see so many Muslims gather here together and just celebrating our religion and just preaching about our Islam and spreading the word. So it's really good to be here.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Huma. I'm also from the Ann Arbor, Michigan area. This is also my first time at conference. I'm loving it. I've learned so much so far, and it's great to see all Muslims gather together for such a great cause. So it's been a good experience so far.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Farah. I'm also from the Ann Arbor, Michigan area. And exactly what they said, it's my first time at conference. It's been an amazing eye-opening experience. So I'm looking to learn a lot more as the weekend continues.
And just to conclude, what message would you give other people if you were telling them to come to the conference? What would be the key message you would take away from this?
Definitely take in as much as you can, because this is very limited time when there are so many scholars from all over the world that are coming to provide you with the knowledge. So make sure that you attend each and every session and take the most out of everything here.
Just to add to that, just ask questions. This is a great time to just talk to other people, talk to other Muslims, and get as much information as possible. So.
Whatever they said, but also, like, we have younger siblings, and so we're making sure that, you know, we're encouraging them to attend the sessions and ask questions and pushing them to get involved. So we don't, as youth, we don't get too many options or opportunities to take all this knowledge in. So conferences like this, take advantage of them.
Thanks a lot.